This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
The Junks are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, go to CropMetcalf.com to join their team. Remember, too, coming up soon, you can win a chance to win a trip to Florida for the ultimate college basketball viewing experience March 20th to the 23rd. Odyssey's Buckets and Bets contest at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Hollywood. That's your destination for tip-off weekend. We will give out the first of three occasions of the word of the day coming up shortly, like very soon. So keep listening for your chance to get that word and qualify for the contest.
So free agency is a week away, and we've talked a little bit about this. The Commanders have 28 free agents of their own that they may or may not want to retain.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these guys were integral parts of the team this season as they made it all the way to the NFC Championship game. And I was thinking about this last night. If you had to rate them in terms of importance, and I want to go around the room. We can go through top five or six guys only in terms of how important it is for them to retain them. Now, we don't know other teams are going to swoop in and offer big money. We don't know any of that.
You're but if you just talk about simply our guys.
Yes. Yeah. Because that of course would impact your decision. If you're a GM and you know somebody offers Bobby Wagner $20 million, I know that's not going to happen.
Right?
You'd be like, well,
nice knowing you.
Yeah, see you later.
Next stop.
But so let's start with him. Bobby Wagner. For a lot of people, they say he's the heart and soul of that defense. Mm-hmm. Leader. Obviously had a relationship with Coach Quinn before. 34 years old. Mm-hmm. He still made I think alternate for Pro Bowl. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So he still had a good season, but when you watch him, you know, EB likes to talk about it. Guy only kind of tackles in a little box. He's not going side to side.
Right. He's got a little closet that he works in. But
that said,
he's effective in that closet.
That said, he's a team leader. And here's the thing that's shocking. He played 99% of the snaps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's in their whole
every snap.
To me, I'm gonna say he's an 8 out of 10 in terms of importance.
I also have Wagner as an 8. He's just such a culture set resetter for them.
I'm going to say
in the locker room,
because I think they need to get younger and more athletic at that position. But he is good for the locker room.
I think they can do that. They can still keep him, but they could draft a young guy to kind of learn the ropes from Bobby Wagner.
He can maybe play 75% of the snaps.
I don't think you'd want him playing 99%.
No, probably not at 34.
I'd say 8 out of 10 is fine.
You're an 8 out of 10?
Sure. I'll tell you who's a 10 out of 10 for me. You guys will mock me.
Well, I'll go through each of the guys. You want to jump ahead? Sure.
Just one. Tress Way.
I would have said
he's
10.
He's a 10 out of 10. He's just a stud.
I have him as a 5 just because I just devalue punter.
He's one of the best in the league.
He's one of the best. Big time.
The way I look at him is I just feel like he's automatically going to be re-signed. Like they're going to look at whatever it costs to re-sign him.
I agree.
They're going to say, well, he's a stud. He's a Pro Bowler. We're going to sign him. But, I mean, I don't think re-signing him is a 10 out of 10. He's a punter.
Okay? No, I'm kind of with you, Cakes.
That important.
I'm going 5.
I mean, punters aren't as important as other positions.
10. He's a 10 out of 10.
He's not going to cost you a lot of money.
If you don't have him, all of a sudden you're going to be a minus in that category. That position now is going to be questionable.
Jason, what'd you rank it?
Who?
I wasn't even going to bring up Tress.
Tress, 10.
10 out of 10.
Wow, two yep. tens?
Unless, yep. You know, until proven otherwise, it'd be a big question.
He's one of the best in the league.
That's so fine. You think he's the most important guy? Well, we haven't gone through all of the
it's not
guys.
That way.
The most important free agent for them to bring back?
No.
That's not how I'm ranking
him. That's not how I'm ranking it.
I'm just saying if I'm ranking him 1 to 10, 10, I want him back. Yes, I'm going to give him a 10.
I think you're going to want a lot of these guys back.
No, not necessarily.
All right, so let's get to Zach Ertz. Zach Ertz this year, 66 catches, 654 yards, 7 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Kind of like Bobby Wagner, leader, mm-hmm. veteran. Yep. Seems like everybody likes him in the locker room.
Who'd you say?
Zach Ertz.
I've got him as a 9.
You have him as a 9.
Because you don't know what you're going to get from Ben Sinnott. He's a gigantic question mark. And Ertz is a reliable red zone weapon, over the middle weapon. Now, again, he's not spry. He's not going to run for 30 yards after he catches the ball, but he's dependable. And Jaden Daniels looks his way. He's a 9, in my opinion.
I think he's
way more important than Tress Way.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that. But I think you could get similar production from other guys.
Like who?
The thing is, the trust
either
is there.
A free agent or you hope that Sinnott develops into what you thought he would. We just didn't see him get on the field. So I have Zach Ertz, like him and everything, but I have him at a 6, just slightly above. I mean,
if they have
Ertz.
Faith that Sinnott can go out and catch 50 balls and 5 or 6 touchdowns, then Ertz becomes expendable.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if they thought that, you would have seen a little more of it in his rookie year.
I think Cakes is right. He's a 9. He's a safety valve. Jaden trusts him completely. He pretty much catches everything thrown his way. Team leader.
And you don't need to give him 3 or 4 years. Give him a year or two extension.
I got him as a 6 as well. I need to get younger and more athletic at that position.
I think you could do that too. Same thing you do with Bobby Wagner. You just don't play him as much. He only played 66% of the snaps.
But Sinnott is a big question mark.
Yeah.
I don't think he's done anything bad. I just don't think he got
No, you just expected more out of him in his rookie year.
You just haven't had, he hasn't had the opportunity maybe.
When you draft a guy in the second round, you expect a lot more than what he gave you.
They didn't expect Ertz to do what he did. So that offset it.
I think they just had Ertz out there because they knew Sinnott couldn't do what Ertz was doing.
Well, I think because Ertz is better, yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't think it means that Sinnott, they're right.
I mean, I'm
off.
Not saying they're giving up on him.
Yeah.
I just think that this is a big year
Has
for him.
Has Sinnott done anything where you go, oh, well, this guy can't play? I haven't seen that.
No, we really haven't seen anything from him.
Yeah.
I think it's hard to formulate an opinion.
No, but I think there's a reason he wasn't out there as much as Ertz.
All right, so let's move to the defense. Jeremy Chinn.
Well, you're not even going to do Diami?
I will do. Just
right.
Chill.
Right.
Diami's low on the list, though. Especially after they just got...
Well, you said you were going to defense. I felt like you were giving up on offense.
I have one other offensive player, but right, I think we should talk about Jeremy Chinn. 117 tackles.
Seven. He was good, but like I don't stress safety that much. I think he's like a 6.
7.
6 out of 10.
7.
I think he's pretty good. I'm going to go 8 on Jeremy Chinn.
He's 27 years old, Jason.
He's young, and he played a lot better in the second half, I thought, than in the first half.
Cakes, what did you give him?
6.
I gave him a 6.
Yeah, I'm at a 7. I think he's pretty important. I don't think he's as important as Bobby Wagner.
Yeah.
I think of the defensive guys, and I'll bring up another one now, Dante Fowler Jr. So he led them in sacks, 10.5 sacks. Yep. His deal last year was 1 year, $3.5 million.
Oh,
so he's going to want a lot more than
that. He's going to get a fat raise. He's a 10.
Fowler's
he's a 10,
a 10
out of 10.
To you.
You need pass rush in this league. It's about getting to the quarterback. He's one of the few guys on the roster that's shown the propensity to be able to do that.
Yeah, and
he's a 10 out of 10.
He's not that old. I thought he was a little older than 30.
He's just he's bounced around.
I'm not
right?
giving him a 10 because I think they're going to go on the draft and get somebody younger. So I'll give him a 6.
I think I'm in between you and Cakes.
Yeah.
I'll give it an 8, which is what I gave Bobby Wagner. I want him, but I'm not desperate to have him back.
Well, yeah, but if you don't have him back, what are you going to replace him
with? Go find a guy in the market that's just walking the street that is capable of giving you double-digit sacks.
Cakes, you're not at all worried that he completely fell off? First off, terrible in the run game, so he's a liability there. He had 2 sacks in the final 10 games. He piled up a bunch of sacks early in the season. The guy's been on 100 teams in his career. Dante Fowler can walk away.
I'm impressed by double-digit sacks.
Cakes, he piled them up early. He did literally nothing in the second half of the season.
I'm not looking at game by game breakdown. I'm looking at his final production.
Well, what did he do in the playoffs? Nothing. December.
Cakes wants to bring back all the 40-year-olds on the team.
Maybe Dante.
He's got tens on all the oldest guys.
I've been accused of being an ageist. I gave Zach Ertz a 9. Yeah. I gave Wagner an 8. And I gave Fowler a 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
Hold up. Fowler in the playoffs.
You guys think that
Hold up, Cakes. Fowler in the playoffs. They played 3 games.
Yeah.
Here's what he gave you. 5 tackles.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Hey, if you guys have.
I don't think they barely put him out there.
If he, all of such you guys, including 52%. If you have. Yeah. If you have a guy who's capable of 11 sacks in your back pocket that I don't know about, I'd like to know who that is.
He played 52% of the snaps in the playoffs, and he's a 10 out of 10 re-signed for you?
10 out of 10. Because he can sack a new GM. He can sack the quarterback 12 times. And I don't know that many other people on this roster that can do that.
Well, no, they're maybe not on the roster now, but the roster is going to look different in August.
Right. I value guys who can get to the quarterback and disrupt offenses.
Right. I disagree with them.
I'm weird that way.
All right, so they also had a guy in Cleveland Farrell who had 3.5 sacks.
He's a zero.
He's
literally a zero.
No, I think he's a good depth guy.
He might be a negative.
I think he's a good depth guy.
I actually like him as a depth guy. He's a five. Do you remember him making one play? Do you remember one play at Cleveland Farrell jumped out?
I mean, nothing spectacular.
I don't remember one.
I just think he's a...
I don't remember why. I look at my TV saying, wow, that Cleveland Farrell, he jumped off the TV screen
at me. He didn't. No, but he's a depth guy.
He's a nice guy.
Wasn't he a top 4 pick?
Yes, he's overdrafted by the Raiders. He's a zero.
No, he's a 5.
We have wildly divergent opinions of these free agents.
By the way, you know
Farrell sacks though. I mean, his statistics.
Yeah.
In the postseason, very much like Dante Fowler.
That's fine, but he didn't have them in the regular season either. From what I can
recall.
You
know who else allegedly that they definitely want to bring back if they can, and you're going to be infuriated.
Oh, a kicker.
No.
You can mention a kicker?
I mean, I don't know about what they want to do with kicker, but supposedly they definitely want to bring back John Bates.
That's fine.
Was he a special teamer?
As a blocker.
Well, no, that's what he does.
I want John Bates to block with his jersey pulled down like this.
Why? So they can't?
So he can throw him the ball. This is what I want John Bates to do. Don't put your hands on a guy and block him, but never put your hands like this to catch a ball.
He catches it.
All right, Jason, what did you give Farrell?
That's not what he's out there for.
Farrell,
I gave him a 2.
I'll give him a 4.
A 4. All right, last one, and then we can talk receivers.
Yeah.
Marcus Mariota. I think it's a 7 or 8. I'm going to go 7 because he played in 3 games. He won the last game for him. I know it was meaningless against the Cowboys. And yes, Jaden managed to get through the season.
They feed off each other well.
I feel like he's important.
I'll give him a 6. Slightly below your number, but I mean, having a good backup quarterback is important.
I'd say 7.
Man, he's a backup quarterback.
He is, but he's a mentor.
You give him a 7. I don't want any 0.5.
You guys are giving punters 10s. What are we even talking about here?
Well, because the punter is the best punter in the league. The punter is going to play every game.
Okay. Well, if Jaden Daniels snaps his leg like a twig, so is Marcus Mariota.
Well, then the season's over.
Most likely.
I'll give him a 5.
All right. You give him a 5.
Actually, you know what? I'll give him a 7 because he played in the system and he's comfortable with that.
Well, he's not a must-have. I mean, Jaden clearly looks up to him, and he's passing his knowledge. I think it's important.
Coming up in 3 minutes, we will give you that key word.
That's right.
For the Buckets and Bets promo.
Yeah, so keep listening.
Let's tackle wide receiver. Yeah. And I don't want to go through each of them and grade them. You have Diami, you have Oz, you have Noah Brown, and Jamison Crowder. You get to keep one.
Diami.
One out of the 4?
EB's keeping Diami.
I second that. I keep Diami Brown out of those 4.
Mm.
And I don't even consider Jamison Crowder.
Crowder makes plays.
He's your special teamer.
He's versatile.
You can find punt
returners. He's kind of quick and shifty.
Punt returners, dime a dozen.
Yeah, but he's like he's one of the better ones that we've had.
And I did like Noah Brown. It's like almost forgot about him.
Yeah.
I'll go Diami. He's a little bit younger and faster, but either one of the Browns.
But I'm not paying Diami Brown crazy money. Like,
no.
$5.5 million per year. That's Diami Brown's neighborhood, which is great money, but it's kind of like pauperville for NFL wideouts. But that's about where he's at.
If you had to bet So they have 28 free agents. Mm-hmm. Now, some of them are nubs.
Mm-hmm.
How many do you think they will retain?
Like 15?
Yeah, at least a dozen.
I'd say minimum. I'm going to go under 15.
I'll go under as well.
12 to 14.
Just remember
a good number.
Just remember how much turnover they had last year.
Right. They're going to turn.
Now they were just getting gutting
I'm
the,
just right
gutting
now,
the team.
Don't, they don't even have to have a meeting about these
right,
guys.
Like on
Mike. Like KJ Osborne, gone. Michael Davis, gone.
St. Juice?
Michael Dieter, gone. St. Juice, gone.
Yeah.
Driscoll, gone.
Driscoll's meaningless.
Noah I.
He actually
St. Juice.
I think he played a lot. I think he made.
I think
plays.
They might keep him.
Yeah, I like him.
Derek Forrest.
I don't even really understand.
Ron guy. Bye.
Zane Gonzalez.
I think Kaz Allen gone. I don't even know how to say this guy's name. Haggai Chisholm Baduzi gone. I don't even know how to say the guy's name. Cakes.
Got to give him a nickname.
Derek Forrest, unfortunately gone.
By the way, let's recap.
Kel Walker gone.
For me, the most important guys to re-sign were Bobby Wagner and Dante Fowler Jr.
Yeah,
I gave those eights. For Bish Bucks, the most important guy to re-sign,
Tress
Way.
Yes.
For Cakes, the most important guy to sign, Dante Fowler, but he also has Zach Ertz as a nine. And then for EB, he's got Zach Ertz as a nine, but Tressway is a 10. I mean,
Tressway just killing it with half the room.
You just give up the best punter. We need the best punter. The key ingredient. We punt a lot.
Not really. Not they had games without punting.
They punted a lot with Tressway before Jaden Daniels showed up.
But when he's out there, he's going to pin you inside the 15.
I consider him like he's already signed, sealed, and delivered. He likes it here. He's a lifer. He's not going anywhere.
You think you're going to get a hometown discount?
I feel like he might just say, you know what? I like to be here. I like the team. I love Dan Quinn. He'll get paid. He'll get the best of both worlds. He's going to be here. I sweat him resigning, not one bit.
What if he wants his number back? He gave up his number.
Sure he cares about his number. Are you kidding me?
What did he make last year? He made $3.5 million-ish, something like that.
I'm with you though, Cakes. So he went from 73 punts to 50.
Right. Yeah, he's devalued.
Not even punting three times a game.
Devalued Tressway. I love Tressway, but he's not as important as he was two or three seasons ago. All right, you can win a trip to Florida for the ultimate college basketball viewing experience March 20th to the 23rd. Odyssey's Buckets and Bets at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Hollywood. That's your destination for tip-off weekend. Enter now with the keyword BRICK at thefandc.com. theteam980.com, thefanrichmond.com for your chance to win. The keyword is BRICK. We're the Junkies. We'll be right back.